Well, good morning, friends. Good morning. You're very welcome. I'm Adrian Flannelly, and we're coming to you from New York. Yes, New York City, where every sign of Christmas and the season and the year end very much, on display. And, of course, being from Ireland, we grew up, and the tradition continues today. And that is that Christmas, Christmas is for a 12-day period. And so until January 6th, we're going to continue to celebrate the Christmas and Christmas season. And friends, indeed, we'd like to welcome you. This, believe it or not, is our 53rd consecutive year-end program, which we're presenting today. And, we have a lot to celebrate. For this year-end, we have a lot to say, as we say at home, bed says to, the to 2022, because indeed, among other things, the war and the invasion of Ukraine has indeed brought nothing but grief and loads of it to Ukrainians. And in that sense, we would like to, acknowledge that Ireland, above many other nations, has indeed, they've done their bit and continue to give refuge to Ukrainians. And hopefully, as we head into the new year, there will be a resolution, but again for 2022, in terms of, regrets. And I think history will record that this has been, a bad year in many senses. Friends, there have been many other areas where good and bad news, on both sides of the Atlantic. So we look forward to 2023 as being a year of hope and peace and all of the good things that we expect for ourselves and indeed wish to all of our listeners. We're going to hop aboard on this January 31st, or December 31st, I should say. Why don't we hop on the Emerald Isle Express as we welcome you, friends, to the Flannelly Show, Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com, worldwide.
From Killarney down to Blarney, from Kilkenny to Kildare, from Dublin town to County Down, it doesn't matter where. Just name the place in Ireland and in half the time or less, we get you there without a care on the Emerald Isle Express.
All aboard, all aboard, all aboard on the Emerald Isle Express.
From Glengarriff up to Scarra, from Kilcar to Donegal,
and friends. Yeah, while we're hopping aboard the Emerald Isle Express. Okay, I know a lot of people have gone to Ireland, particularly from North America, record numbers indeed, now following the pandemic. And so we would like to remind you, friends, that if you're planning on going to Ireland in 2023, everything you need to know before you go, you'll find at, you know, excuse me, you're going to find that at Ireland.com. That's Tourism Ireland's website. And yes, it's there. And 2023, record numbers, again, coming back to the pre-COVID pandemic. 2023 looks like it is going to be the year to go to Ireland, and we've all been waiting for it indeed. We, you know, there are so many, you know, medleys on, you know, on so many topics, and well, we're going to take one. And it is a medley of Irish roses, and it comes from Joe Cuddy. As we remind you, friends, you'd like to get in touch with us, then send an email to Aine, A-I-N-E, at irishradio.com. Aine, as in Aine Sheridan, who president of Flannelly Promotions, Irish Radio Network USA, and Irish Radio .com. Here's Joe Cuddy, and well, he'll sing it out. If you have roses in mind, I think you'll like this selection here, coming from New York City.
Rose, rose, rose of Killarney, sure I love you. There
stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair, like the rose of the summer. Yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Although 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Oh, how sweet 'tis to roam by the shore's lovely stream, and to hear the birds coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so sweet sounds the lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, first I did join with you lovely Molly, the Rose of Moncomb. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild.
Frank Kelly, but we'll get to that in a little while, considering that he has been the author of the 12 Days of Christmas, which is the most requested song, of course, for all of, and it is every year. It's called the Christmas Countdown. We'll get to that in a little bit, but. Friends, I want to also remind you that Kevin O'Connor, who's been with us for decades, live from Ireland, newscaster, sportscaster, will be joining us about three quarters of an hour from now. And but we're indeed very happy indeed, and we'd like to say a general thank you to all of those who've been in touch with us throughout the Christmas season. And exchanging greetings of peace and love is something that very important, as we all know, as we end up the year. Nothing more important than indeed getting our peace, not only through for Ireland, but throughout the world. And that's why I think the next song is going to be very appropriate, and with the passing of Pope Benedict this morning a few hours ago, which was anticipated, was expected, and messages of condolences coming in from all around the world, including one from the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, which acknowledges the support and the message, the steadfast support indeed of Pope Benedict, and particularly in relation to Northern Ireland. Anyway, let there be peace. Yes, let there be peace.
You know, every day I feel so grateful. I have so much. I have my health, my family, my friends, my work. I have you, my audience. Every day I thank God for all of this. And there's just one thing we need above all now, and that's peace in the world. We need to pray for it. We need to pray hard.
Carmel Quinn.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, a peace that was meant to be, with God as our Father. Families, all are we. Let us walk with each other in peace and harmony. Oh yes, let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace and harmony. Oh, let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. Everything we have depends on that, doesn't it? It's so simple, really, if we just loved each other. Start with liking and end up loving. With God as our Father, families are we. Let us walk with each other in peace and harmony. Let peace begin today. Let it begin with me and you. With every step we take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace and harmony. Oh, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Good message, good message indeed. Okay, time to shake a leg with Joe Duran and Carl Hessian. Oh, this first tune is called Bonnie Case. Thank you. Yes. Friends, again, you know, when you're, if you're planning your trip to Ireland for 2023, then there's, may I suggest, for those who would like to have any hassle-free trip in Ireland where you leave the driving to somebody else, well, CIE Tours in Ireland, friends, celebrating 90 years. So, obviously, you know, they know what they're doing. Not only for trips and tours of Ireland, but England, Scotland, Wales, Italy. Log on to CIE Tours. That's CIETours.com. And, you might well get a, you know, a few ideas from there, too. You never know. Check it out. All right, here is a song, and indeed it was, it is credited to the Flanagan Brothers. The Flanagan Brothers were, they were brothers, yeah. That's a no-brainer. But they were entertainers in, and they lived in Albany, or in the Albany area. And this would be back in the 30s when they were recognized as a very popular Irish group. Now, whether they wrote this song or not, they surely made it a very popular and one for the annals. It's sung to, for us from an album from Dadannan, and it is called My Irish Molly O. Goes like this.
Molly, my Irish
Okay. All right. We dedicate this song, this next song, here to the listener who got in touch with us yesterday. Knocked a hop out of all of us around here because his name is John Caffrey. And John Caffrey made a call to... to us, just to remind us or to say that he was having difficulty in getting the program. Well, that put a, God Almighty, don't tell us it's Saturday already. But anyway, he called back and he said the reason he couldn't get the program, of course, was that it was Friday, not Saturday. Thanks for that, John. At least you got us moving big time yesterday. John's ancestry, well, he has traced it. As a matter of fact, he didn't have to go too far back because his father came from Roscommon. And, okay, so I guess this warrants a song, a Roscommon song at that. And it's by... a Roscommon entertainer of great fame. And while we're at it, we might as well dedicate this too to very good friends of ours, live in Maryland, but originally from Roscommon, so Teresa O'Brien, Ed O'Brien, and all the family. Okay, this one's for you.
I crossed the broad Atlantic on a ship bound for New York, and I landed here on Broadway in time for building work. I left my friends and loved ones and comrades all around, but most of all I left behind my own Roscommon town. My thoughts just drift me back to when I lived there as a boy, when first we used to sport and play down by the old town hall, the cut stone church and schoolhouse, and the lonely prison ground where brave men hang at Betty's hand. In my own Roscommon town, I go home to you, Roscommon. I go back there in the spring, and I stroll again with Molly, near the skylark's merry ring, by the Shannon's rippling water. It's my county of renown, but most of all I love to see my old Roscommon town. I miss the ancient abbey that stands there centuries old, now healed from all the battle scars dealt by the foreign foe. The little well still lies there, that once Saint Colman found. It recalls to mind fond memories of my old Roscommon town. What was often at the races there, we duly take our stand, and afterwards we'd ramble in for the fight in old France. You could see O'Connor's castle as the sun was going down. It beheld the splendid beauty of my own Roscommon town. I go home to you, Roscommon. I go back there in the spring, and I stroll again with Molly near the skylark's merry wing. By the Shannon's rippling waters, it's my county all now. But most of all, I long to see my own Roscommon town. Farewell to you, Roscommon. I miss you more and more, for it's often that I think of you on this far foreign shore. For the yellow and blue sport too, and victory day is out. So adieu to you, fond comrades true, and my own Roscommon town. I go home to you, Roscommon. I go back there in the spring, and I stroll again with Molly near the skylark's merry ring. By the Shannon's rippling waters, it's my county all now. But most of all, I long to see my own Roscommon town.
All right, and of course, if you do head for Ireland, or if you've been there, you would know that in addition to, you know, a lot of Irish music and entertainers, you might well come across plenty, especially in places where you have, oh, sing-along and variety concert. You might well have come across Red Hurley. And, well, he not only sings Irish songs and does a good job on them as well, but he also, great man to get an audience to sing along. So let's sing along at least to a couple of these if you know them. And if you don't, you can fake the words. Who's going to know the difference? Okay. All right. Here we go.
Smile for a while, but I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Though you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you.
A1. Dear Moolah, thank you very much for your lovely present. Red Hurley there. Great cabaret singer, and indeed one that has made for years and years there, Red Hurley. And meanwhile, here is a song, and indeed there's nothing too happy about this one either, but definitely a lot of concern about the Irish girl.
What will he do now that he's mad? He should be settling down. If only he'd marry a local girl and stay right in the town. Now he's living the artist's life, and he's taken the poet's role, and he's fallen deep in love with his Irish girl. He's captured his heart and soul. What will they do when they are wed, for a poet's baby is born? Sleeping at night on a borrowed bed and traipsing door. I don't know, but it troubles me so. But they've gone and taken their vows, and he has married his Irish girl, so they'll have to manage somehow. What will they do when the children come, and the children show they will? How will she cope when he drinks till he's numb to forget debts and bills? She's not much more than a girl herself, now a lover, mother and nurse. Oh, but he's married his Irish girl, for better or for worse. For him, she is wise. With her high complexion and her long blonde hair and her blue and lonely eyes. Now they wake in each other's arms, and she is the poet's wife. And though he may wander from his Irish girl, he will love her all his life. And though he may wander from his Irish girl, he will love her all his life.
One of the lovely songs here of Tommy Fleming, The Irish Girl. All right. Well, now, here is a song older than probably many of our listeners, but it was literally with the turf spade. Well, not literally, but Donny Carroll took this song. And he resurrected it again. I remember this song as one of the records that came from America. And it was indeed and could be found in our local town of Ballina, especially if you went to Charlie Waters. You know, into the record shop. You get a song like this one, and it's called Off to Philadelphia.
Oh, me name is Paddy Leary, from the spots in Tipperary. The hearts of all the girls I'm a turning. But come the break of morning, it is they will be forlorn. For I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. With me bundle on me shoulder, faith as no man can be bolder. I'm leaving dear old Ireland without warning. For I lately took the notion for to cross the briny ocean. And I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. There's a girl named Kate Malone, sure I'd hope to call my own, to see my little cabin floor adorning. But my heart is sad and weary, how can she be Mrs. Leary, when I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. When me bundle on me shoulder, fate as no man can be bolder, I'm leaving dear old Ireland without warning. For I lately took the notion for to cross the briny ocean, and I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning.
Family Show, live from New York, IrishRadio.com, worldwide.
When they told me I must leave the place, I'd fight to wear a cheerful face to show me half deep sorrow I was scorning. But the tears will surely blind me for the friends I leave behind me when I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. When me bundle on me shoulder, take as no man can be bolder, I'm leaving dear old Ireland without warning. For I lately took the notion for to cross the briny ocean, and I'm off to Philadelphia in the morning. With me bundle on me shoulder, sure there's no man can be bolder, I'm leaving just the spot that I was born in. But someday I'll take the notion to come back across that ocean, to be home in dear old Ireland in the morning.
To me home in dear old Ireland in the morning. Day 1. Dear Lola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nuala, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Governor. Day 3. Dear Nuala, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Governor. Day 4. Dear Nuala, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Governor. Day 5. Nuala, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Governor. Day 6. Nuala, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Governor. Day 7. Nuala, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Governor. Day 8. Nuala, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. Why, the 8 flaming maids of Milton is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Governor. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids of Milton pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalized my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of Milton because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, with a flaming toes eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Come to your notice.
Yeah, Ireland's Frank Kelly. Yeah. Again, the most requested song we have here, not just this time of year, but every year. Indeed, it is funny. But now, let's take a musical journey around Ireland with Brendan Grace. Okay, we need to get out of this. Yeah. All right, friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, the Flannelly Show, live from New York. And yes, we're going to be coming your way, and you know, with news and sports. We do this actually every year, and every Saturday during the year, news and sports from Ireland. So, but I do want to tell you about our, you know, our website, which is irishradio.com. And also, you know, we broadcast anywhere, anywhere along the line. You'll get us simply by logging on to irishradio.com. And, you know, if you wish any to get any of our interviews with our guests, go to our website. We have a lot of them in the archives there. As a matter of fact, any interviews we've had for decades, you'll find there. And you can follow us anytime on Facebook at Facebook Irish Radio. That's Facebook Irish Radio. And that's it. So we'll be coming up with Kevin O'Connor in a couple of minutes, but you are listening to irishradio.com.
Here's a little song we recorded back in 19... See if you remember it, and hopefully so will we. One, two, three. Well, a long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free when earth was being born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn. And there were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, as sure as you're born. Don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call, and he finished making the earth as the rain started to fall. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out to say, what's the rule? Hey Lord, I've got your green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain, and the unicorns were hiding, they were playing silly games. They were kicking on a splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, because the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. Then the earth started moving, and it drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And sure, that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day. But you'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
Yeah. That actually, I thought that was, of course, the Irish Rovers there. And that was the first song, Irish song, you know, by the Irish Rovers. And I thought they'd help me out there and tell me what year that became not only a huge song in Ireland and around, you know, around, well, all of Europe, but it reached America and was the first song, indeed, to hit the American charts for 3 weeks in a row. Was the unicorn. So there you have it. Okay. Friends, we have Anya is getting in touch with Kevin O'Connor right now. In the meantime, we would like to, friends, again, wish a very, very happy New Year to not only all of our listeners, all our friends, and in the spirit of the year, even those who wouldn't bother listening to us in the first place. So, yes, a very, very happy New Year to each and every one of you. We are indeed delighted when you join us. And, well, what can I tell you other than it has been, and it continues to be a great, great pleasure and a sense of tremendous gratitude, which we'd like to pass on to you as we wish you a happy New Year. Okay, we're going to Ireland. We're going to Kevin O'Connor. And, well, here's Kevin. How are you doing there, Kevin?
Very good, and happy New Year to you and all your listeners there.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a nice day here, over 50 degrees, so not too bad. Considering what you had in the last fortnight, and probably still having throughout the whole United States, unprecedented, the worst weather in over 100 years, apparently. Over a million passengers issued in record year, million passports, I should say, issued in record year, main suspect arrested in shooting of private Sean Rooney in the Lebanon. Passengers return to skies in 2022. And the story of former Taoiseach Charles Haughey left red-faced after gift of dud horses by American businessmen. Some of the main stories as it's derby time in rugby this weekend. Unbeaten Leinster, fresh from their 2019 Christmas cracker at Thomond against Munster on Stephen's Day. They are host to Connacht tomorrow, and Connacht are without a number of players. Also, Munster travel to Ulster without a number of their key players. So that's the situation in rugby and in soccer, and remembering Pele, his death this weekend. I saw him play in a match in against Drumcondra selection back in 1972. And remembering Man United beat Wolves 1-0 they're now in the top four in the Premiership. Liverpool had a 2-1 victory over Leicester, and the latest in the other games, Bournemouth 0, Crystal Palace 2, Man City 1, Everton 0, and Fulham 1, Southampton 0. Over a million passengers were issued, passports were issued by the Irish Passport Office in 2022, setting a new annual record. A total of 1,080,000 passports were issued this year, surpassing the previous record of 935,000 passports in 2019. As in previous years, there were a significant number of applicants from Northern Ireland and Britain. Out of over 1.15 million applications, received just under 100,000 for first-time applications were received from these regions. Outside of applications from Ireland and Britain, the most online applications came from the US, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, France, Spain, Germany, and South Africa. Passengers returned to the skies in huge numbers in 2022 after 2 years of travel restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic, which grounded the aviation industry. The pent-up demand led to queues spilling out of Dublin Airport at the start of the summer. The airport was not prepared for the sheer volume of passengers exited about their first foreign holiday in more than 2 years. The main suspect involved in the killing of Private Sean Rooney is being questioned by Lebanese authorities after being allegedly handed over by Hezbollah. The military group claim the man is a supporter of the Iran-backed militia and political party, but not a member of the group, according to a Reuters agency. Two security sources told the publication that the man is suspected of firing shots at the vehicle that Private Rooney, age 24, was driving to Beirut on December 14. Hezbollah is cooperating in the probe led by Lebanese military intelligence. The official added, saying that the preliminary investigations are nearly complete. The Irish Army are also involved in that investigation. During the state funeral of Private Rooney, killed on duty in that Lebanese, on his way to the airport, one of the things that touched me, Edwin, was when the funeral passed Dundalk on its way to Donegal. They stopped at the northern border. Here, the PSNI took over and escorted the cortege to the Donegal border. To me, that said a lot about the warm relations between the police forces in the north and the south.
Absolutely.
People didn't spot that. That said a lot to me. That you didn't see that couple of years ago at all. But that really shows how close the two north and south are, certainly at the moment. Taoiseach Charles High was left disappointed after it merged a donation to Ireland of supposedly valuable equine bloodstock involved largely substandard animals. The offer of the 7 pedigree Arabian horses was made by an American millionaire who had met Mr. High during his trip to Washington in St. Patrick's Day in March 1989. The revelations came in confidential papers released as part of the state archive. Without hesitation, Mr. High, noted for his equestrian interest, accepted the offer of the horses from West Virginian businessman Vincent Melzack. Mr. Melzack, who was seriously ill at the time, had explained to Mr. High he wanted to make the gift to Ireland to honour his wife's Irish ancestry. But unfortunately, it turned out to be
the Trojan horse.
Tony O'Reilly put despot Robert Mugabe up in his sprawling country estate in Ireland to help the Zimbabwe leader get over the death of his first wife, newly declassified files disclosed. Mr. O'Reilly offered the use of his 18th century mansion, Castle Martin, in County Kildare, as well as his private jet to Mr. Mugabe, could have a relaxing break after he had been widowed in 1992, according to the state papers. At the time, Mr. Mugabe was largely viewed in a positive light by the international community. But this began to change in the mid-1990s as repression increased against democratic opponents in his country. Kevin O'Connor in Roundwood, 50 degrees, and just a slight bit of rain this morning. Slán na Gaeilge Clare.
Kevin, I would assume that the story of Pope Benedict's passing this morning, it was a lackluster bit of news, considering that indeed Pope Francis had predicted for the last few days that he was on death's door.
Yeah, and he asked us all to pray for him. He was 95. The funeral, I think, is on next Tuesday, I think. Monday or Tuesday, next week.
And, you know, you were talking about our weather. Yes, it was 7 degrees Fahrenheit this time last week. We didn't know what to do with ourselves. We were afraid to go out the door. And would you believe, it is 50 degrees warmer today here on New Year's Eve. That's a big pickup. And, of course, not to be left with nothing to complain about. You know, more than a million people will be in Times Square tonight for the big countdown to New Year's, of course, with the traditional and ever add-ons each year to the Waterford Crystal Ball, which drops at exactly midnight to welcome in the New Year.